The word today is fruitful. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Many are searching for what makes life meaningful. Some try to find it in work, education, family, or social recognition. The Bible teaches us that true life is not found in the world, but in a faith relationship with Jesus, our Savior. If we come to Jesus, the source of eternal life, we will find purpose in all these other areas of life as well. Here with more on this is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Fruitful.
We're going to discuss fruitfulness, the deeds that are done as a Christian that show that you have the Holy Spirit living in you, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about how we can do good works, like a tree produces good fruit. How will we produce good works, good deeds that are like fruit coming off of a fruit tree? In John chapter 15, shortly before his crucifixion, Jesus said to his close followers, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Jesus used the analogy of a grapevine, which produces abundant fruit. And of course, if a vine didn't produce fruit, it wasn't very useful. So we're going to talk about the fact that followers of Jesus are abundantly fruitful. We do a lot of good things in the name of Jesus, and we share and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, bringing others to the Lord Jesus. First thing we need to realize is that Christ is the source of life. There are many good things that come to us in life, such as school and education, or maybe our daily work that provides income for us so that we can live. Motherhood and fatherhood are really great things, as are family and brothers and sisters and extended family. These are all really good things, but they aren't the ultimate source of life. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." We have to realize that we need to be connected to Jesus Christ. We need to be followers of Jesus in order to find truth and life. He is the source of blessing in all of these areas, whether it's in our work or in our schooling and education, whether it's parenthood or in our social standing in our community. Jesus is the source of our life. That's the Christian perspective, is that because Jesus Christ had given himself to suffer and die in order to relieve us of our sins, in order to bring the forgiveness and mercy of God for our sins, that he is the source of our salvation. He is the cause of our blessings in life. The biggest mistake you can make in life is to think that blessings are found in all these other things, or that the real purpose and meaning of life is in your work or in your schooling or in your family, because you will find out in all of these different areas that there are problems, there are issues, and you won't find joy chasing after all of these things. True joy exists in a relationship with Jesus, and Jesus is the cause of our forgiveness, the cause of our self-worth, the cause of good self-esteem, a sense of not being burdened by guilt and plagued by guilt. So don't spend your life trying to seek meaning and purpose in all of these other things. You will fail. You will not find absolute joy and peace and purpose in all of these other endeavors. You will only obtain this through Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus calls us to be disciples. He calls us to be his followers, to pattern our life after him, to learn what he said, to commit it to heart, to learn to think like the Savior, and to act like the Savior. He uses the analogy of a vine and productivity. I use the analogy of a fruit tree, and I did some research on how long it takes for various trees, once they've been planted, to produce fruit. And it reminded me of the way that we bring up young children in the faith. We don't expect them to immediately start producing mature works of faith, but it takes time. And it's the same also with a new Christian. Your new Christian has to learn. They have to grow. They have to come to understand the importance of their faith. And as that goes on, then they start to really produce good deeds in the name of Jesus, fruit. And so there were various trees with periods of waiting, so to speak, before they produced fruit. For instance, cherry trees. In fact, they make a distinction between sour cherry trees. It takes 3 to 5 years from when they are planted until they produce fruit. Sweet cherry trees can take 4 to 7 years. Plum trees, 3 to 6 years. And peach trees, 2 to 4 years. Banana plants is a little bit shorter, 2 to 3 years. Apple trees, 2 to 5. What's interesting is that it takes some input. It takes some learning, some growing, some strengthening. Now, think about this in terms of your faith. Without any knowledge of Jesus, without any background, or taking the time to learn what Christ said in reading the Bible, you're not going to have the power and you're not going to have the maturity to suddenly change your life and become Christian in the way you think and act. It takes some time to learn this and to become a person of prayer, to connect with God. But as this occurs, then slowly there's going to be a change in your behavior. The things that you used to do that were sinful and worldly will fall by the wayside. The things that are new and God-pleasing will be produced instead. This is what it means to go from the old person, the old Adam, as the New Testament says, to becoming the new person, a new man in Christ. And as this occurs, as the Holy Spirit changes our hearts and minds, our behaviors change as well. And instead of producing works and fruits that leads to condemnation and death, we start to produce behaviors and activities that lead to life eternal. It's a beautiful transition. It's a beautiful change. Along the way, expect some pruning. You know, there is discussion in John chapter 15 about the dead branches. The dead branches are picked up and thrown into the fire. God willing, you are not a dead plant. God willing, the Holy Spirit is working in your heart and you have a desire to please God. You have a desire to get to know Jesus Christ, to have your sins forgiven, to have the gift of eternal life in his name. If you don't have that impulse, you're in real danger. And you need to reassess and rethink what you're living for. There is still time, as long as you live, for repentance and a change of heart. And so I call you and challenge you, if you're not highly motivated, you're in danger eternally, and you need to take assessment of what's happening. But even for Christians, even for people who already know the true God and Jesus Christ, there will be pruning. There are areas in your life that are not productive, where you're not currently doing things for the blessing of God and for the benefit of others. The Lord may prune. The word also means clean you up. That might require cutting off some things in your life. It might require changes that could be kind of painful and difficult. But the purpose is that God is trimming you so that you become more fruitful in the areas of your faith and service to the Lord and others. It's not always easy to go through that process. It can actually be fairly painful. But in the end, God's desire is that we are vibrant and productive, that we have a strong faith, and certainly it's much more to our benefit if we lose some activities and behaviors that are dragging us down and putting our faith in danger, and instead start to grow in areas where we show true love and maturity in Jesus Christ. Many people spend their lives working so hard to be productive in things that are only of this world, to try to earn material objects or to gain social standing. This ends up getting you nothing in the long run, in eternity. You need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and commit your life to producing things and winning people, your friends and neighbors, to the Lord Jesus, to do things that are productive and fruitful for eternity. Jesus said, don't work for bread that perishes, but work for bread that endures to eternal life. I hope that you will find it a joy to learn to be stronger and more fruitful, more productive in your Christian faith. Let your deeds and desires be to glorify God in all that you are doing, so that the name of Jesus may be praised and that people will see your love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.